Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste, to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home. The Gospel of the Lord.
St. John Bosco, in one of his many dreams, saw two pillars in the midst of a sea and a ship being carried through there safely to shore. And atop the two pillars were Mary on one and the Blessed Sacrament on the other. I was told that these are the two things that bring the ship safe to shore: Mary and the Eucharist. In the scene today in our Gospel of the Visitation, when Mary goes in haste to Elizabeth to serve her, to share her joy with her, to bring Jesus in her womb to her, at the end she erupts with the hymn of praise of Magnificat, that Mary's heart is so good, so pure, so filled with God that she can't help but exclaim his goodness. Mary, the Catholic Church sings her praises so much because she's so empty. Her heart is so empty of herself that she immediately erupts with how good God is. Mary's heart dares to go to the base to become nothing. And in that, she is filled with God. She is so good, so incredible, simply because of how lowly she is, that she cannot help but exclaim how the Almighty has done great things for her, and holy is his name. At this scene, Mary being filled with Jesus, that God is in her womb, that she goes in haste and brings her to others. Today we have the special joy of a first communion. Caleb, I don't think I will ever forget the first time meeting you. Your just curiosity, your desire, your zeal for the Lord and for the truth. And you just wanted answers. You wanted to follow God, whatever that actually looked like. And it centered around the Eucharist and just what that was. Is it real? Is it not? I don't think I'll ever forget the second time I met you when it was, "I'm in. The Eucharist is true. It's Jesus, and I want him." And that's what we're here for today. My greatest encouragement as this, not to sound trite, but frankly, the greatest day of your life, receiving Jesus. Oh, simply take Mary in this moment. She is the one who knows how to receive Jesus. She's empty, she's lowly. You don't have to do anything at this Mass. Simply receive. Mary is nothing, and that's why she's everything. She knows how to receive Jesus more than anyone. She knows how to just look at Jesus in the Eucharist with faith. And she believes more than anyone ever has that it's him. And she knows how to love him with utmost love, more than anyone ever has, because she has that gift from the Lord to believe in Jesus and to love him. Simply ask for her heart. Ask for her to help you receive Jesus for the first time. And I have no doubts you'll be able to go with haste and with zeal to take him to everyone as she knows how to. Mary and the Eucharist bring us safe to home. And they're both all yours.